Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week, we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Now, a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, beginning with the second chapter at the 22nd verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn child shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout. He looked forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. So, guided by the Spirit, Simeon came to the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took your servant in peace, took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory to your people, Israel." And the child's mother and father were amazed at what was said about their child. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to the child's mother, Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own heart, soul too." There was also a prophet. Her name was Anna. She was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. And she was of great age, having lived with her husband 7 years, and after her marriage, then as a widow to the age of 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped there with fasting and prayer night and day. At that moment she came, and she began to praise God and to speak about the child to all who were looking for redemption, the redemption of Jerusalem. And when they had finished everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the reasons I enjoy Christmas so much is, of course, it's a time to get together with family. And I get to see my sons and daughters and their children. My wife this past year particularly enjoyed watching the personality of our youngest granddaughter, Emmeline, emerge. She began school. She was born a little more than 4 years ago and soon will approach her 5th birthday in March. She joins her sisters, Malin and Isla, in an active, and I can tell you, a very noisy home life. But any time a child is born and brought home to a family, there's an extended time or period of physical, social, and emotional judgment that inevitably takes place. For instance, fathers and mothers and siblings are all going through great change. The couple bringing home a child to their household must outfit a nursery. They go out and purchase furniture and clothing and other necessities required for that infant's care. And the actual birth of a child leads to a lifetime of continuing adjustments for parents and family. I know a good friend of mine who works here in Davenport shared on Facebook the other day pictures taken at his daughter's wedding. The wedding reminds us of the changes that continue to unfold 20 or 30 years after a child's birth. Well, our gospel for this Sunday follows Mary and Joseph immediately after the birth of Jesus. We read they brought their infant son to the temple in Jerusalem to offer a sacrifice according to the customs of that time in the law. And Mary underwent the ritual, religious rite of purification that's required of her. Mary and Joseph serve as a reminder for our families who come to church, of families who come to church for baptism following a baby's birth. These rites mark the passage of the child into its religious tradition and identity. Interestingly, the presentation of our Lord and the purification of Mary, while certainly ordinary in one sense, turn out to be extraordinary in another way. When Mary and Joseph arrive at the Jerusalem temple, they meet Simeon. And Simeon is described in this way. It's said that this man was righteous and devout. He looked forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. He was the very image of a profoundly pious individual. Simeon's life serves God's purpose. We read this from Scripture. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death until he had seen the Lord's Messiah. He has an important role to play in the life of Jesus. And Scripture describes for us next what happens. We read, guided by the Holy Spirit, Simeon came into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took Jesus up in his arms and praised God by reciting what we now liturgically refer to as the Nunc Dimittis, sung to this day in Christian churches after bread and wine have been received at Holy Communion. So we recall that exclamation of Simeon when he saw the Christ child, and we read again, Lord, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all people, a light for the revelation of the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. How often have we sung these words ourselves during Holy Communion and not stopped to reflect on their meaning for our faith? The inclusion of the story of Simeon in the life of Jesus serves several important purposes. First, here we have a snapshot of the family of Jesus, revealing them to be faithful adherents to God's law. They are ordinary people swept up by God's salvation purpose. They want to do good, and they want to lead a purposeful life. Second, the Gospel of Luke shows this event to be consistent with God's intention. The prophet Malachi offered this messianic prophecy when he said, Lord, I am sending to you a messenger to prepare a way before me, and the Lord to seek you seek will suddenly enter his temple. Well, there it is. Simeon announces the Lord has entered his temple, just as was prophesied. The pieces of the puzzle are all falling into place. God sent his Son to dwell among us and bring us redemption, and he's doing that in Jesus Christ. Finally, Simeon makes the blockbuster announcement. Salvation has been prepared for all people. The coming Messiah will be the light of revelation to the Gentiles. Now, this is really news. For centuries, the Gentiles had been on the outside looking in. Now we hear that there's a big change taking place, where Simeon says, salvation was once for a chosen few, but you had to be born into what we'll call the salvation club. But Simeon, he upsets that apple cart, saying even the Gentiles will now be saved through Jesus Christ. You know, God's got some really big intentions here. He intends to redeem all of humanity. A second prophet, her name is Anna. She's the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She seconds Simeon's motion. She too believes Jesus is to be the long-awaited, expected Messiah. The Bible, you may recall, requires two witnesses to testify to a truth. And Simeon and Anna are those two witnesses. Together, Simeon and Anna remind us the triumph of God's purpose in Jesus Christ. Well, it's not going to be an easy thing to do. It's no piece of cake here. Simeon puts it this way. This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and he's destined to be a sign that will be opposed. We take for granted that good triumphs over evil, and that God will triumph, and that triumph means great things for his people. But you know what? As human beings, we're hardwired to be hopeful. For instance, I read an article, very interesting article recently, about people living in the country of Ukraine. That country has endured a lot of misery. A revolution and then an invasion by Russia led to the death of thousands of people and an ongoing conflict. Reports indicate some elderly in that country have starved to death. Yet throughout this tragedy, the people have remained hopeful for their future. Isn't that something? When I read that story, a quotation came to mind. And the quotation is from Martin Luther King. He expressed his hopefulness in the face of tragedy during the American Civil Rights Movement when he said this, and let me quote these words to you again, familiar as they are. And when this happens, that is, when we allow freedom to ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every stage and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all God's children, black and white, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last. In Martin Luther King's declaration, you know, we hear an echo of the hopefulness and the prophecy of Simeon. God will accomplish his purpose for us. Our great expectations will be realized. So may the hopefulness of Simeon and Anna continue to inspire our own great expectations, revealed in and expressed through the mission and ministry of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.